So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here today. Hope Leroy's enjoying his golf.
What a day to be golfing.
What a day to be golfing with bazillionaires, right? He probably knew before we did. You know, he's got those Michigan
those
ties.
Sources.
He's got those Michigan ties. He probably was like, eh. Anyway, maybe we'll pipe in with him. We'll find him later on in the program as well. But let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Job where 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Omar Kelly, Miami Dolphins columnist from the Miami Herald, joins us there. Omar, appreciate you hopping on with us, man, in this crazy day with Mike McDaniel officially getting let go. Now, I was following you carefully on social media, man. You kept saying, hey, man, Steve Ross hasn't said anything yet. He ain't said anything yet. As chipper as maybe Monday's or as confident as Monday's press conference went for Mike McDaniel, we get the news today. It's done. I guess, what was your reaction to it, surprise level, and what do you think about the decision?
Not surprised. Mike is a good man. Mike is a good coach. I don't necessarily believe Mike is what this particular organization needs, not only just at this time, but in general. We tried it Mike's way. We tried it the nice guy's way. Unfortunately, I don't think that works here in South Florida. And people who have had success have told me it doesn't necessarily work here in South Florida. You need a MF-er to make it work down here. And hopefully that's what the Dolphins are searching for. I knew that the Dolphins would not make a decision until they heard from all their general manager candidates, because the one mistake they didn't want to make is the same mistake they made the last time they searched for a general manager, which was to dictate to him what was going to happen and the terms of the game. And that's why they ended up with their fourth choice, because everybody else said, thanks, but no thanks. So they've learned from that mistake, didn't go into the situation of interviews with the general manager, basically coming with this formulated conclusion of what they needed to do. And ultimately, after they narrowed down the list of four, they decided to sit down with Mike, and they decided to let him go. The future, it wasn't fixable with Mike. And if we're going to do this, let's tear the Band-Aid off and let this thing air dry.
Do you feel like, was there a breaking point for him? Like, obviously, they marinated on a couple of days, but do you think that whether it was starting terrible again or just Tua, finally they realized it ran out, or once Chris got gone, what do you think was the point where they probably realized this isn't going to be the guy anymore?
I don't know if Steve Ross, the owner, realized this isn't going to be the guy anymore up until Cleveland. There was a just level of frustration, anger, disappointment that came out of that Cleveland situation. And you could tell from then Mike's days were probably numbered. Then they go win the Buffalo game. Then they go put together a winning streak. But ultimately, they still finished the season poorly. And I have been told that Steve Ross was all out on Tua very early this season, and there was no turning back from that. And yes, Mike eventually replaced him, but this whole organization, this whole team is built around Tua. And Steve came to the conclusion that that was taking the Miami Dolphins franchise absolutely nowhere. And then when you watch Seattle and Denver and Jacksonville, am I missing anybody else? Rebuild like
New England.
This. No, New England. Rebuild like that. 2 years max on all of them.
Yep.
if not one for Jacksonville. You're saying basically, what the bleep? And that was, you know, and I've said this from the very beginning. This organization needs a scorched earth cleanse, a nuke it, let all the grass die and see what comes up from the earth. It's like cancer, man. You can't leave anything behind because it's going to grow. It's going to grow roots again and just infect the body. This organization has poor is an understatement culture, and it's not Mike. It's not Brian. It's not Ireland. It's not Tannenbaum. It's not Gase. It's not Hickey. It's not Sperano. It's not Parcells. It's not Ross, because what does he do outside of writing checks? They just need to start fresh.
Do you feel like Harbaugh's the obvious guy they're gunning for, or do you feel like there maybe is there somebody we're not seeing that will be this? Because the GM thing, I guess it's being reported they're going to try and finish that thing up, I guess, this week. And do you feel like the GM is going to go hand-in-hand? Like, it's going to be a guy that person works with? Are they out on first-time coaches? What do you think that they're what do you think is their strategy here?
Steve Ross has an obsession with first-timers, and he has flat-out told me that. He believes there is a level of loyalty and work ethic that comes with first-timers and people you give that opportunity to that I don't think he can let go. And this works in all of his businesses. However, the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. And I think that Steve has basically come to the approach or mindset that I need to do different than what I have done in the past. So if I have gone with a first-time coach, I probably don't need to do that this time. I think he's gone with how many first-time coaches?
Four?
Philbin, Gase,
Flores,
McDaniel.
Yeah.
So that's four. Four.
Yeah.
And
he inherited Sperano.
Learned something from that.
Yeah.
Just a guess. What was the question again?
Do you think this is going to be all centered on Harbaugh first and foremost, or do you think they got some other ideas maybe in the fold?
I don't want the Dolphin fan to get all obsessed about Harbaugh. You shoot your shot. You let everybody know these are the terms. Ross loves his reputation as a big bidder, big spender, because it always, in his words, and this is his quote, gets him a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
So they will have a seat at the table. But I think you got to move really quickly off Harbaugh if he's not interested, because, you know, it's a black eye. I think Harbaugh is not going to be the only very polished, talented candidate that's out there, in my opinion. I think there are going to be some people who get fired within the next 2 weeks after playoff performances or force their way out of their situations. Because keep in mind, it's not always about the firing. Sometimes it's about, I got 2 years left of my contract. What you going to do? You going to pay me? You going to pay me at the rate of what my peers are making? No? All right, then let's keep it moving. You go your way, I go my way. So there could be some of those situations in Green Bay and in Buffalo and in Pittsburgh. And those individuals might interest the Miami Dolphins. I am not certain how this thing gets played out. In a dream world, it's Harbaugh because he is a culture changer. But can I tell you that Harbaugh is going to instantly make Miami relevant, dynamic, a championship caliber team? No, because there's so much that comes with that. Harbaugh got lucky that Lamar saved his job, because I believe he was going to get fired in that 2020 season until he went to Lamar, and Lamar was dynamic, and that led to a really impressive resurgence. But Look at Mike Tomlin. How long has it taken him to get a quarterback to replace Big Ben? He rode out the final years of Big Ben, probably keeping him longer than he should have, you know, doing the Dan Marino thing. No offense to Dan Marino and Dan Marino fans. But you know what I'm saying. You don't push out a legend. You even though the Dolphins pushed him out, you let him gracefully decide I can't play anymore. And that's what Mike Tomlin did. And yeah, they've drafted a number of quarterbacks, all busts. It is what it is. He's taking his shot with an old veteran team led by Aaron Rodgers. We'll see if that works. They didn't have DK Metcalf when they sort of fizzled out in the end of the season. But even if Tomlin becomes available, would he be interested in Miami? Right. Is Miami the place for him? And I would argue to you, this isn't a place for everybody. This isn't a place. If you like, Pittsburgh is a different culture than Miami. Completely different culture. I don't know if you've ever, Pittsburgh is metal lunchbox, steel toe shoes, and hard hats. That's that culture of that city, the whole city.
That's the thing.
Miami is not like that.
That's also the thing that I'm interested with him, because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on Game Down Censored, right? And I'm like, I don't know how his age can't affect his decision making at this point, right? Like, you already got your son, Stephen Ross. Stephen Ross. Because, like, you got your son in law sitting there, and all of a sudden you're going to slide in here and get. No, like, I feel like this just sets up for him doing something reckless. Like, as much as they need something clean, cleanse, I could see him doing something like.
What has he ever done that's reckless, though? It's funny you say that. What has he ever done that's
reckless? I mean, he got busted tampering for Tom Brady. He got busted
everybody tampers in the NFL.
He's the only one who gets caught, though.
Good at it.
Yes, that's the point. Like that connotes recklessness when you get caught.
You tamper properly in the NFL? You hire a consultant.
Exactly, dude. You better get Troy Aikman to do it.
He's learned his lesson.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't.
How many times do you have to get pow-powed before you learn how to do business in the NFL?
I'm just wondering if he goes, like, calls up one of these disgruntled quarterback franchises or trades all the way up to get Fernando Mendoza. Like, I don't think he's waiting. I feel like it's like, hey, we're bringing in big name coach. I'm doing it Big Ross's way. I'm going out here and I'm going out swinging.
Style?
Yes.
Interesting. I think the only thing that I can say is I think he's learned from his mistakes of the past.
Okay.
And the tampering, the hiring of a consultant, man, if probably Roger Goodell sat him down and said, and he in a meeting and he said, bro, you're punishing me for everything that everybody else is doing. And Roger Goodell basically looked at him and said, you know, you're not getting punished for that. You know what you're getting punished for. And it was like, all right. And then Roger Goodell was like, if you want to tamper, go get you a consultant.
Do it
That's
right.
How everybody keep your hands clean, brother. It was like he was out there selling dope by himself on his own. Like, it's in his text history. Come on, man. You get a burner. What are you doing? But anyway.
Stephen Ross just learns to text broccoli. He goes, it's code.
Yeah, I gotta go grocery shopping.
Puts it in air quotes.
Let's go grocery shopping in Pittsburgh.
He's still old. He's still putting it in air quotes.
Yeah. It you know, I think he's this search, the fact that they have not contacted Jim Harbaugh yet before they removed Mike McDaniel shows he learned from 2011. You know,
yeah.
You keep it classy.
Happy anniversary, by the way, to the boardroom. Before we get you out of here, Omar, I want to go back to the Tua thing. What do you think it was that had Steve Ross out? Was it just him stinking? Was it words? Like, what was it that he was just like, I'm done with the dude? Because it's impossible that it's not tied to Mike. That's kind of what defined Mike, is that relationship.
I think the obsession, Steve has always been obsessed with a high-powered, high-flying scoring offense. He's like a fantasy football player. He wants offense, offense, offense. Well, in 2022 and 2023, they delivered that. 2024, not so much. 2025, definitely not so much.
Definitely not.
So, like, I think it was the Buffalo game that I heard, the first Buffalo game, and you're there. You see that you're not in the league with the division champions, and yeah, you beat them later, But it's like how do you, and the quarterback doesn't look like he, you know, at that time Tua didn't look like he looks now. So, but the quarterback just wasn't making plays, and the interception in the fourth quarter, you know, Ross is aware that Tua can't beat really good teams. He can beat everybody else. So it's interesting to see how that, and I don't think the infatuation ever came back. I don't think the love, the interest, the desire ever came back with him.
Appreciate the time, man. Thanks for hopping on with us today.
All right, guys.
Go check out Omar Kelly's work. Follow him at Omar Kelly. Go read his work in the Miami Herald. He does a fantastic job, and appreciate him hopping on. Vlad, thanks for setting that up, man. We will take a break. If you guys want to get back in, we will take some of your calls at 305-567-0560. Reaction to the news of the day that the Miami Dolphins have fired head coach Mike McDaniel. Already some new rumors percolating about him we'll get to as well. We're back after this.